Steve, difficult to put into words, I would imagine. Tell me what your thoughts are after all of that.
Well, it ain't good enough. It ain't good enough, that's for sure. I think we started off all right, you know, 25 minutes. But, you know, we've had a few chances. And it seems always in the last 4 or 5 weeks we've had a few chances and we don't take them. And then we make a mistake. We make a mistake, get punished, goes round in a vicious circle. Then that confidence drains away. And in the end, you know, it takes over everything. And it ends up being one of them ugly nights where, you know, it's very, very difficult for everybody. And but that's the way we are at the moment. You know, we had a positive impact 3-4 months ago. It seems to have eroded. Mm. So we'll have to go back to them basics of what we were and how we changed things around. But simply, we've got to stop making the silly mistakes that we make, because we hand people a goal, 2 goals, mm-hmm. you know, in particular. But that's where we are at the moment.
When you got back to 2-1 so quickly, sometimes that can be a big turning point. But again, that wasn't to be tonight.
Well, within 6-7 minutes, again, they've put the ball in the back of the net. And if that sums us up in the last 6 weeks, you know, it's a poor challenge from Chessy. Gives a silly free kick away for a man of his experience. Comes into a box. We miss-kick that one, and then we miss-kick it again. You know, so it's accumulation of errors. And we're getting punished with it. So as soon as we've, you know, made a fist of it to get back into the game, we've handed them another goal. And that's crept in over the last month or so. You know, before that, you know, we've got one of the best defensive records over the last 4, 5, 6 weeks. Mm. That's eroded.
And at times tonight, the crowd seemed to lose patience tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, the crowd were absolutely fantastic, you know, for what's gone on and what they've just witnessed. Then they're well within their rights to voice their concern. I thought, on the whole, I thought they were absolutely terrific, because it's not easy for them. Mm. It's not easy for any of us. Mm. And a big thank you goes to them, because they stayed with it. They tried their utmost. Of course, there's going to be a few chances, and rightly so. So that's what playing for this club's all about. And, you know, there's been accusations at myself that I'm not bothered. That couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, it's the biggest challenge I've had, the best club I've ever had. So I'm determined that, given time, I'll turn it round. But we have to admit that some of the horror shows we're seeing at the moment, and we have to question the team individually and collectively to say that ain't good enough. Mm. And simply, when it ain't good enough, then it becomes a problem.
Mm-hmm. From the outside, a lot of people are guessing, if you like, you've bought players that will hopefully provide a refreshment in the squad. You yourself will come in when the results weren't there prior to your arrival. There doesn't seem to be an answer to the questions at the moment. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we've had a horrible 6-7 weeks. You know, there was just signs of shoots of recovery. You know, that there's a couple of players injured who we haven't had in the last month. I don't think that's just the answer to it. It's a very, very difficult time for everybody concerned. Difficult for the new ones walking in when confidence is not that low. Maybe I've put 5 or 6 in too quickly, but probably out of necessity, I thought. So all in all, it's been very, very difficult 6 weeks. But if we're going to just throw in the towel, then it ain't me, you know. We've got to roll our sleeves up, work again tomorrow, and get back that resilience and that bit of pride which has eroded in the last 6 weeks or so, and do the basics that we did. And if we do that, then we'll get up and running again. If we don't, then we're just going to get swallowed into it, and we can't allow that to happen.
Are you worried about getting dragged into it?
Am I worried? I think I've got to be worried. I think we've got to be worried of how we're performing at the moment. You know, we can't score a goal no matter what formation we play. We've had 30 attempts. We had 22 on Saturday, scored once. Mm. So, and they've had 6 attempts and they end up scoring 3 goals. So it's one of them moments at the moment where, you know, Codger's scored again, but nobody else can contribute in that respect. So that becomes a bit of an issue. But the whole thing at the moment is difficult. Mm. So when it's difficult, do the basics. Pull your sleeves up, work hard, and try and do your best.
Steve, you can see your passion and how upset you are about it. Hmm. But, you know, when they cross that white line, it's not important that you're passionate. It's for them to show that.
Yeah, Tom,
like.
And I think, and I've also, I don't think it was a problem with desire. I think what happens is you lose that bit of confidence, you lose that little bit of faith in yourself, then everything becomes a problem. You know, you lose of what it takes to come and play here under pressure. You know, to come and play here. Listen, we've got one of the biggest wage bills in the championship because we're expected to handle the play under pressure. And unfortunately, at the moment, we aren't handling that at all. So that's where it is to play for a big club. That's why the four or five I brought in all were determined to come here because they wanted to come and play at this great club of ours. So you have to keep working away at it. They'll get stronger because of it. I'm convinced of that. But at the moment, it's very, very difficult for everybody concerned.
There's no time, though, is there, Steve, in this division for them to adjust? You're looking for them to hit the ground running, and as you rightly say,
well, maybe it's been too quick to change, too quick to, you know, go and change practically three quarters of the team. So, you know, that is my responsibility. I take that on board. At the end of the day, the buck stops with me, and I will do my utmost to try and turn it round.
You can do things on the training ground with a lot of things. Mm. How do you put that right?
That's all you can do is work on the training ground and try and breathe that bit of confidence and go and nick a result.
A
siege mentality, whatever you want to say about it. You have to try and do something different. So we'll try, we're utmost, hopefully. We've got a big, big, huge game. We're playing against the top team in the division, Newcastle on Monday. We've got to go then and try our utmost.
Don't come any easier, does it?
It's never easy, no matter how you play in this division, whether you play in the top or the bottom, as we've just witnessed in the last few days.